الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله، فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما، ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in the earlier verses of the Quran preceding the discussion of shukr, sabr and shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba and how the Kaaba became the Qibla for the people. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about Safa and Marwa. Remember the incident of Safa and Marwa, the wife of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the lengthy incident that transpired between her and her baby, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, how she made sa'i and ran between Safa and Marwa in order to look for some water to quench the thirst of her baby, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So because of this great deed of hers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us, the Muslims, also to emulate her and for us to also make sa'i between Safa and Marwa during Hajj and Umrah. Now, in the days of Jahiliyyah, in the days of pagandom, pre-Islamic days, the Arab and the Mushrikeen, they would also make tawaf of the Kaaba, and they would also make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. But when they would make sa'i between Safa and Marwa, they would place idols on both sides of the mountains, that is on Mount Safa and Mount Marwa, ta'zeem and lil, to show respect and to show honor and to show greatness to the idols. So this is what they would do. They would make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when making sa'i between Safa and Marwa. So in the beginning days of Islam, the Muslims, and in fact even later on in Islam, the Muslims felt it difficult to make sa'i between Safa and Marwa because of what the people of Jahiliyyah were doing, because of the shirk that they were making with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this great deed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses, telling the Muslims that, listen, O you Muslim, إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ, that indeed Mount Safa and Mount Marwa, they are from among the marks and signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They belong to the symbols of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, O you Muslim, don't be bothered about the shirk that the people of Jahiliyyah were doing in their days. They will be punished for the shirk that they make with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the deed, the amal of making sa'i between Safa and Marwa is still established. It is still qa'im. Why? Because of what the wife of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are among the signs and marks from Allah. Then Allah says, فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتِ Whoever makes hajj of the house. Hajj means to intend literally. And in Islam we know what hajj refers to and what umrah refers to. So Allah says, whoever comes to the house for hajj, and whoever comes to the Kaaba for hajj or umrah, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَن يَطَوَّفَ بِهِمَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that person that do not consider it a sin to now circumambulate and to make rounds between Safa and Marwa. In other words, Allah is telling him, or from here we understand, that the Muslim in the early part of Islam, a Muslim would consider that making sa'i between Safa and Marwa, there's something wrong in it because of what the people of Jahiliyyah were doing. They were making shirk with Allah. So Allah says, there's nothing wrong if you make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. In fact, in the Hanafiya, according to the Hanafiya, it is wajib to make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. So the deen is still established because of what the wife of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did. We are also commanded to do the same. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ, that whoever comes up with any good, Allah says, indeed Allah, He appreciates, and Allah is well aware of the good deed that you do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to you.